And welcome back to the Detroit Golf Club. First round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic is well underway. Ricky Fowler, he's about ready to tee off, Rocket's ambassador and defending champion of this great, great event. Approaching his first year as the CEO of Rocket Companies, Varun Krishna has been guiding the nation's top mortgage company toward the future. A future that's based on technology, service, and new opportunities, all focused on home buyers. And when I talk about it, it's not a house buyer, it's a home buyer. It's so important, Varun, that when we look at this, it's an opportunity you might have as an individual once, three, five times in your lifetime. It's an important one, and this brand has been on the forefront way back to when I purchased my first home. It was a long, long time ago.
Thank you for having me, Mark. It's great to be here. Thanks for all that you do.
It's great to have you. I like Jonathan, I want to talk a little bit about the role because I think it helps define where we're headed. The role of the CEO of any major corporation is complex. It's like when you move that one chair over, all of a sudden you're responsible for so many things, people, goals, communication, decision-making, having empathy and understanding. How do you, as a CEO of Rocket, balance all of those different components?
You know, it's I'm a first-time CEO, and I would say I'm a work in progress just like everybody else. And I think the main thing is just to get better as you go. And if you're making progress on self-improvement and you're focused on sort of getting 1% better every day, then you know you're making progress. And, you know, I think balance is an interesting thing. You know, you spend a lot of time thinking about, you know, a lot of people think about work-life balance as two separate things. They think, like, there's work and then there's life, which implies that one is good and one is bad. Like, I just want to work so that I can live my life. But if you find value in your work, if you find purpose in your work and meaning in it, it doesn't have to be a trade-off. And I think that's sort of the elusive goal, is to try to figure out how to achieve that. And, you know, I think of my role as really doing three things. Making sure that the company vision and strategy is set and it's very clear and that it's ambitious. Making sure that we have a strong leadership team and a bench that can drive execution. And maintaining and enhancing the incredible culture that we have. And so every week, you know, when I get home, I try to look back over the week and just say, hey, have I paid attention to those three things? And sometimes you spend more time in one than the other, and you have to kind of, it's like dials, you just adjust and readjust. But I'm a work in progress, just like everybody else.
I'd like to focus on that first one for just a minute. And our first real interaction was on the sidelines of a Detroit Lions playoff game, which was a lot of fun. When I take my background in sports and you look at a defensive back, if a defensive back knows what to do, they're going to be faster, they're going to be more efficient, they're going to get to the ball quicker. The same with business is if your team members, your leaders, team members throughout the organization know what the goal is, know what to understand, how to get there, where they don't have to guess what they should be doing, but they know what they should be doing, the output can be all that much greater.
That's right. And also there's something to be said about what happens when multiple voices are rowing in the same direction. You know, you get a multiplier effect where, you know, 1 + 1 = 11, the whole is greater than the sum of parts. And I think that's one of the things that's incredible about Rocket, is this is a company that people want to be at and they want to work for. I was actually very surprised at the tenure of our team members. You know, we have hundreds of folks who've been here 20 years, 30 years. And coming from Silicon Valley, you know, loyalty is something that you just absolutely cannot take for granted, you know, and this is a company, and it takes a long time to build anything that's worth doing, you know, a new idea, a new product concept, a new technology. It takes persistence and tenacity. You have to try it for 3 to 5 years on average to achieve success. And a lot of folks don't spend that much time in a company. They spend 1 to 2 years, 3 years. And so I'm very humbled to be a part of a company where people give a damn and they want to win and they don't look at it as a, you know, a temporal thing. They're committed for the long run.
I came down here for a 1-year consulting gig and it's now my family 7 years later.
Right. Right.
I just love the people here, and that's what's amazing. My first mortgage was, and I'm sure you've heard of this, Mortgage in a Box.
That's
and
right.
It was the most innovative, creative thing that ever came out. I think it came from Dan delivering pizzas.
That's
he
right.
took a pizza box and he threw all the papers in there, and it was easy. Today, technology is so important. It's just not the technology of going in, but it's really delivering through a variety of ways for both our clients and our potential clients. The ease and the capability to be a homeowner has risen to the forefront.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think I'm a technologist by trade, and so I really believe that, you know, you might be a mortgage company or a homeownership company, but that's your what. Your how is your approach. It's your strategy. And we get asked a lot, hey, are you a mortgage company or a technology company? And I think that the answer is mortgage and home ownership is our purpose. Technology is our how. It's how we approach innovation, simplicity, seamlessness. And when you focus on things that are as important as things like home ownership, you know, the Rocket brand, from my perspective, needs to stand for simplicity and speed, value and certainty. And if we can nail all three of those, leveraging technology, in particular artificial intelligence, which I think is an incredibly exciting precipice that will transform humanity, you know, we have incredible potential to just grow and do great things that are good for people, fundamentally good.
It's always taken the anxiety away for me, and making the biggest purchase you make in your life. You know, it's incredible. This is your first Rocket Mortgage Classic. You've been out before the gates were open. You've been out for some of the fun activities. Today's your first round. Fans are coming out. Weather's perfect. You've just brought such a good feel to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. What are your thoughts about this event here in year one for you?
It's I'm speechless and almost overwhelmed with gratitude and emotion when I think about it. You know, one of the reasons I came to Rocket was because of the connection that we have to the community, and I think this tournament represents that. It's the first and only stop of the PGA Tour, and a ton of credit, obviously, to Dan Gilbert, because, you know, this was really his vision. He wanted to build a tournament that stood for a force for good, a force for change, and to demonstrate all the great things that are happening right here in Detroit. And so it is just an incredible experience, and to see the detail and the hard work that goes on behind the scenes, and also just a big thanks to you as well, because I just know how tremendous the effort is to be able to put on an experience like this. And it's more than just golf. It's also about the community. It's also about community days. It's about the fact that, you know, residents of Detroit can come and experience the event for free for a couple of days. And so it's very humbling and a huge source of pride for me.
I want to go back to Dan just for a minute. It was 14 years ago that Dan's first flight of team members moved from the suburbs.
That's right.
To 14 years into boarded up buildings and, you know, a downtown that people did not want to visit. And 7 years ago, he said, I want to put the eyeballs on Detroit, and he brought a PGA Tour event in. And I think that gives us kind of the drive to want to make sure that it doesn't fail, because it was only 14 years ago.
Yeah. You know, I think this tournament is just one example. It exemplifies all of the things that are happening to Detroit in an amazing way that really started with Dan's vision of, whether it was relocating Rocket from Livonia to downtown Detroit, you know, the NFL draft, you know, the Grand Prix just finished up. We have the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We have the new Hudson's building that's going to transform the skyscape of the city. And, you know, for me, being a new resident of Michigan, it just feels like you've joined at an incredible renaissance moment where the city is going through a massive transformation. There's a new restaurant that's opening every other week. And so it is, again, a huge source of pride for me, especially being a new Michigander, a new Detroiter. And I couldn't think of anywhere I'd rather be.
Varun Krishna, CEO of Rocket Companies. I'm so happy you and your family are here, and I love the way you lead.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
We'll be back on Focus here with another guest you might know. Right after this message.